In today's episode, you'll learn how to take your social impact programs global. We explore strategies, resourcing, challenges, and more. Let's make a social impact. So today, my special guest is Carrie Lawrence. She is the community investment consultant with Benevity. And we're going to talk about authenticity and really about authenticity or looking for the need for authenticity in your social impact programs to therefore strengthen the relationship with your nonprofit partners. So Carrie, I guess, what is driving the desire and the need for authenticity in our social impact programs?
Oh my gosh, Carl, I love this question. I love talking about this. We talk about this all the time. I have these conversations every day. So I just want to start with saying, I just love the word authentic. I love it as a descriptive word and as a value. You know, it implies being fully trustworthy and walking the talk. I don't know how many times you just know that we're all sick of hearing, you know, just people talking about it. You want to see them in action. So quite frankly, this is what I'm thinking. What I think is driving this is the fact there's two reasons that I'm just going to talk about at a high level right now. One is that we're oversaturated. Too much of everything, media, social media, marketing, sales, you know, people and companies are all desperate to stand out and make a profit. And what's ironic is we know it, we love to hate it, but for most of us, it's still sort of living the dream. Secondly, we have this thing called climate change. It's real. We all know we will not make a change until we're feeling enough pain. You know, my personal opinion is we're feeling the pain of being oversaturated and the effects of climate change. We're noticing this now, right? And people are questioning it and they're wanting to do something about it. We are not okay anymore with promised company values, vague missions, and stock images. We want to see action, we want connection, we want to trust. I think even if you look at this within our own relationships, we're all too picky now with the relationships that we have because we want to make sure we trust them. So now I think it's kind of interesting. It feels like we've come full circle from social media isolating us to wanting more of a connection and authentic relationship. And in my role, advising, consulting with medium to enterprise corporations on their community investment programs, this is the top of the priority list, strengthening relationships with not-for-profit partners and looking at what that means. Like, how can we be more authentic? How can we get them to trust us? How can we help them see that we're walking the talk? And not even these nonprofits, but our communities. How do we get them to see that we are doing that?
You know, it's really interesting that you mentioned about authenticity, because if you look, you know, I'm from the marketing and communications field. And if you look at how the progression has happened over the past, like, just several years, and look at even some of the tools that's being used, even some of the social channels, people are gravitating. A lot of it is gravitating to, you know, not the overly produced or overly over the top, you know, commercials or videos or whatever it is. They just, you know, these are the reasons why things like TikTok or Reels or things like that are doing much better, is because they can connect with the person on a real level rather than, it's this company that produced this and it doesn't look real, because that's not what it is in real life. And it was funny, because I was talking to my dad just this weekend and we're just watching a car commercial, and you've probably seen it. I can't remember what it was. It was a truck, a GMC truck, and they're driving in the desert. And they're being really aggressive and it's really cool. But the thing that I was thinking about is, you know, unless you're out there, like, what most people would be using this would be driving to the grocery store, driving maybe to the mountains, parking, and then getting out. Like, how much actual real life situations would you be using this, you know, said vehicle? And I think it just boils to the point, you're right. People just want to make that authentic connection. Because there's so many things around us that, you know, whether it's like we're just exposed to a lot that, especially in where we're all locked down or we're kind of getting out of the lockdown, we just want to relate and connect with other people. Yeah. There's a lot more technology that allows us to, it's part of that connection.
I agree, and I find it stressful. it's stressful in this world of everything. People just have this impression that everything has to be perfect all the time. And they're always striving for this perfection. You know, if you're looking at models and pictures or cars or whatever it may be. And now I think that everyone is just so tired from trying to achieve this that they're starting to kind of, I just want something real. I just don't want to be striving for that. I just want to focus on more of the things that are more important right now, which is this connecting face to face. You know, I do think that. And I think with companies talking about their purpose and everything they're doing in their mission, it's amazing. But now, you know, employees are saying, well, what are you doing about that? What are you actually doing about this? Or I see all the time companies, especially community investment programs, where they've got very vague missions about what they're trying to accomplish. They'll just say, oh, we're just trying to create an impact. What does that mean? You know? And so now when you explain it and you're very specific and then you actually do it, that is building trust. That's walking the talk.
And so speaking of getting these, you know, getting, looking for authenticity, how would a community investment leader or practitioner get that buy-in from the stakeholders to make that shift?
That's a big question. And I'm going to say, and this is my favorite thing right now, is baby steps. Getting buy-in is really hard, as we all know. I bet all of us here struggle with that. I'm not going to lie. It can take years sometimes to get buy-in to do something like this. And I have this meme, and I don't know if you've seen it. This is like my favorite one I've ever seen. And I actually have it pinned up, but it's basically two ladders that are facing the sky. And they go, you can't sort of see the edge of them. And there's two people. There's one person climbing one ladder and it's got these tiny little steps and he's almost, or she, whatever, the person is almost at the top. Whereas the other ladder has very big steps and there's only like four steps to get to the top. And that person's still at the ground looking up at the first step. You can't do everything in one go. You're not going to get everyone agreeing to invest in your program and start to change your program completely in one term. If you've got a business, you're working with multiple stakeholders, all with different objectives, they, again, need to feel the pain to make a change. And they need to see the opportunity for profit to invest in what you're doing. Carl, this is a whole other conversation. We should talk about what profit ROI with your community investment program. I have lots of feelings around that. It's profit is different, you know? But I think if you're going to start small with starting to build an authentic program, authentic relationships, you need to build like what I call like a relationship strategy, a friendship strategy. Start small with one or two not-for-profit partners that maybe you've been close with. Work with them as a partner over the course of a few years. Some of you are going to balk and say, what? I can't do that. We don't have approval to do multi-year funding. I know, but there are ways around trying to, maybe you don't commit to multi-years, but it's a relationship that you have over a couple of years. Because I'm going to tell you, you're not going to be able to build an authentic relationship, everyone listening, with one transaction, with one contribution. A relationship is for life, everybody. You know, maybe not in the business world, but it's for a long time. And for you to build trust, you need to have something over the course of maybe multiple transactions, if you want to use it that way. Know what a partnership means to them. So with these one or two nonprofit partners, find out what partnership means. Find out what will really help them tackle and make a difference with the problem they are trying to solve. Because sometimes, yeah, your money is going to be absolutely the be all and the end all in some respect. But we all know with relationships, if you think about the, you know, what's the thing, Carl, where they talk about your love language? Love language is different for everybody. Some people, their love language is words of affirmation. Sometimes it's presents, which is my mom. My mom's obsessed with giving presents. Everybody is different with how they show an action love. And it's the same with partnerships in you know, with your nonprofits in the sense that, yes, your presence of money is amazing, but maybe they need volunteers. Maybe they need skills. Maybe they need connections with other people. Maybe they need strategic advice. There's all kinds of different things there. And when you're more interested in learning about what they need and helping them as a real relationship or partner would be, that is far more authentic. And in this case, what you're going to find is that A, you can always prove your outputs in terms of number of people from what you've been doing within your contributions, dollar amount contributed, value of in-kind, et cetera. But you will also be able to now provide, you will also be able to provide an authentic story. Stories take time. You can't create a story from one transaction. And so really, I think if you've got that proof of over the course of time, developing this relationship, you obviously giving the metrics that you need to, but then the story over the course of time, that is very powerful and will help you build that case.
So what kind of impact would this have to a company's legacy in relation to the community and I guess to, you know, to its partners?
Oh my gosh, I love the word legacy. Like, what do you want your footprint to be? How do you want people to remember you? You know, if we go back to the word trustworthy, think about the friends you have in your life. What's keeping them in your life? There's something about the word, I think, dependability and consistency. No one is perfect, but there is an undercurrent of those two values within your relationship. If you are consistent with your listening, you know, we all in relationships, how important that is, and you're listening to your community, you're listening to your partner, and you're responding, you will build trust, engagement, and I mean real engagement. We talk about this word and it's a buzzword, I know, but you will, because the more you put in, the more you're going to get out, and you're going to get loyalty. You will be walking the talk. That will be the legacy that people will remember you for, because none of your community or your customers or your clients know that you're contributing $20,000 a year to whatever cause, but they will know if they see you actually there and doing things, or if it the case may be, whatever the charity needs. It could be that they need, like I say, a better strategic, a better strategy or something for a future. If you're helping them do that, this is actually proving to your community that you are doing that. And I think that's the legacy, is they know you for doing that. They believe you, you're trustworthy, you're a real deal.
And remember, if you're getting value from this video, we'd really appreciate you hitting that like button. And the question of the day for you is, how have you made your social impact programs more authentic? Or what are some of the challenges that you face? Let us know in the comment section below. So Carrie, do you have anything else to add in terms of, you know, I guess making your social impact programs a little bit more authentic and strengthening that relationship with your cause partners?
The most important thing to think about when you want to be more authentic is that you need to listen, and you're not just going to be able to do that from sending out a survey post contribution to say what happened with these funds. Did you make the impact that you intended to make? That is a very high level and great. It's great information, but if you really want to be authentic, you've got to pick up the phone. I really do believe that you got to pick up the phone and you've got to start talking to them and listening to them and finding out, because sometimes you need to have that time. And if you're listening to them and finding out truly how that made an impact or what's been going on, that will really help you skyrocket your plan.
Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you in our next episode. If you want more ways to make a social impact, have a listen to Benevity's other podcast called Speaking of Purpose. Join host Sona Khosla, Benevity's Chief Impact Officer, as she talks to some of the world's most disruptive brands, leaders, and changemakers who offer unparalleled insight, inspiration, and advice on harnessing the power of purpose.